You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
So we are covering the new entry in the Jurassic Park franchise, a franchise that I'm just going to go right off the bat. I'm not a huge fan of, even the first one. I wish I enjoyed a lot more. Great effects and everything. But this is a Netflix animated prequel to the Jurassic World movies called Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous. And you wonder whether Netflix was so preoccupied in whether or not they could do an animated Jurassic Park series, they didn't stop to think whether or not they should. But with me, I have quite a few people with some thoughts. I got Aaron, Papa Bear, co-host of Mission Impossible.
The answer is yes, by the way. They should.
And I got Ben. And then right near me, I got Alex.
Hey, campers.
I like the long walk you had to that one reference joke. You're like, they didn't think if they could. I thought you were going to be like, and I did not have a Jurassic time, because the show's even really fond of that joke.
Hey, you know, he took a journey. He wanted to get there.
Alex was like, as I was coming through, I was like, what is going to be my intro? What is going to be my intro? And he's like, well, you could do that line. And I'm like, let me jog my memory of that line. So looking at the IMDb, that's how the sausage is made. But guys, this show basically follows a bunch of campers who kind of get like a Willy Wonka chocolate golden ticket sort of way to visit Jurassic World. And they go to this sort of camp and things go bad, as always go bad in these Jurassic Parks. Guys, how did you feel about this show? Let's start with you, Aaron.
Honestly, I was a pretty big fan of it. Like first and foremost, it's the one thing that we also have to call out is that it is a kid show. It's clearly aimed at like a 7 to 10 year old audience.
Except for the moments of massive violence, probably.
I was going to say, yeah, the difference though is that in most shows like that, they tend to have no real narrative. It's just like, it's something to put on for parents like myself. But this one, they actually told a serialized story, which was really interesting. And it ends up serving less as a prequel and more like a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead-esque kind of story for Jurassic World.
I didn't think of it like that.
I, for the most part, liked it. There were a few moments that I was a little iffy on, and I kept in my head going, so, like, this is a mini-series, right? Because how do you do a season 2 to this? And I really like where they ended up going with it. I, for the most part, like, this was a win for me. Although, I admittedly am also I'm a Jurassic Park fan. I enjoy most all of the movies to some degree or another.
I don't know how you can't not be a fan of Jurassic Park. So, Nathan, we're looking at you. I love Jurassic Park a lot, though the Jurassic World movies are pretty terrible, especially Fallen Kingdom is god-awful, but there's just moments of this show where if you're a fan of Jurassic Park at all, like, they bring in the soundtrack, and honestly, there's times I kind of tear up with the soundtrack, with that sense of wonder and adventure that it's supposed to bring, and it does bring back to me, and it reminds me of, but then there's other times where, yes, I know it's a kid's show, but it falls into some of the worst tropes of that. Also, I know it's going to make me sound old, but I really hate that there's a generation now that has to have the streamer kid or the YouTube, you know, star kid in the show. I don't want that to be a trope that's every kid's show now. Please stop.
It's a major factor of youth life now. Like, YouTube stars have millions of fans, and it's a lot of young kids who this show is targeting. It kind of fits.
I guess. I mean, you know, we've been doing reviews here for a while. I've done some stuff on my own where I've been to South by Southwest as press. And I've gone to a South by event where somebody walks up to Giancarlo Esposito and goes, hey, Giancarlo, can we do a video? Yeah, I'm a professional Snapchatter, and I've never wanted to hit another human being that wasn't in politics harder in my life. I very much wanted to just smack that person in the face and take their phone and break it. Because it's like, that's not a career and it can't be a career. Please, for the love of God, just make it stop. But that's not this show. Sorry. It takes place in the world of the worst Jurassic Park movies, but I think it kind of does a better job with them, where it brings more life and more of that sense of wonder than Jurassic World and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom ever did. And actually, you know, when it falters, it's not because of the Jurassic World connection. It's for, you know, just kind of that mixture of trying to stretch it out too far and, you know, not knowing what pacing it really needed.
Honestly, my biggest complaint of the show, and this is going to sound like very weird, but is that I kind of ended up wanting more of it. There are a couple of elements that I thought really worked. There's a section in one of the episodes where they end up stuck in the middle of the Mosasaur Lagoon, like in canoes, and they're going like, shit, how do we get out of this? This thing's in here. And the tension they worked into that segment, I kind of wish they had like stretched that out to one of those. This is a whole episode, and that's a bottle episode of them just on these boats. And I ended up wanting, I found myself ended up wanting it to connect to Jurassic World a little bit more. Like the Indominus kind of shows up at one point to wreck stuff and go like, oh yeah, bitches, this is real. And then disappears. And it isn't really relevant for the rest of the show. And I ended up wanting like to see it at least one more time, or maybe catch like one or two other events instead of just that.
Definitely through the first episode, I was a little skeptical that it was just going to be sort of cutesy and sort of not very innocuous or dangerous. And then it flipped it on its head pretty quick. And I was surprised at how violent or dangerous it could be at times, which, I mean, is pretty true to the original movies. And then they peppered in so many little small references, and then some where that were annoyingly blatant.
Yeah, as the Jurassic Park hater here, this has got to be one of my favorite properties of the franchise as a whole. I liked it. I this is going to sound awful, and you guys will hate me for it. I liked it about equal to Jurassic Park. It doesn't quite hit Jurassic Park 3 levels for me.
That, God, you and Jurassic Park 3, you're so weird.
I do like Jurassic Park 3 a lot, but I don't know. It had that sense of childlike wonder that the Jurassic Park movie had, that the Jurassic World movies were lacking, which I'm glad you brought that up, Ben, because it does have that wonder, and it makes you wonder, like, maybe if Jurassic World had more of a focus on the kids and less of a focus on whatever the fuck Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard were doing, maybe it would be better. I don't know. It just, I like this a lot. I was surprised.
That's fair. Yeah, Jurassic World 1, as much as I didn't love both those kid characters, I will say those are the scenes I kind of think back to more of like being okay. And I love Chris Pratt and I like Bryce Dallas Howard. And it's like, you two had chemistry, at least in the first movie. The second movie, God knows why anyone made that. But like the kids really brought a lot of the life of that. Like that scene when like the older brother stops being a shithead because he's amazed by dinosaurs and the like rollerball thing. It's like, yeah, that's actually really cool. And I think overall, while I shat on, like, you know, the streamer kid in this show and stuff like that, generally, I like pretty much all the characters. I even liked her. I felt like they just didn't know what to do with her a lot of the time, where, like, oh, now she's got to be shitty and, like, closed off, when she's been, like, the most friendly person in this whole group.
I actually liked her. Like, she was maybe my favorite character in the show. Like, I really liked Brooklyn. I do want to call two things out that this show did that I think were worthwhile. One is that they introduced the idea of a cliffhanger ending to a young audience. I watched this entire thing with my son, who's about 4, and on 3 separate occasions, an episode would end and he would actually yell at the TV, "Why did you end the episode there?" So good.
Now we
awesome.
Can watch Dragon Ball in peace.
And well, it manages to toe the line with how it handles violence as well. It clearly is. It has death. You know, people get eaten by dinosaurs. This is an occurrence, but it never really has it on screen, so it never really feels like too terribly gruesome. It's very much implied, and it also manages to actually make you care about the characters and fear for their safety. There is a moment where a character may or may not die, and because it's a kid's show, so like the chances are not, but it is a genuinely stressful and suspenseful sequence, and It provided a nice tense moment that I was not expecting for something targeted at 7-year-olds.
I also liked that this series wasn't as focused on we need to genetically modify the dinosaur to be the greatest killer ever. It honestly just felt in awe of dinosaurs, which is what I really like and enjoy about the first Jurassic Park.
I was going to say, I know that's a conscious decision because when they've been talking about the writing of Jurassic World Dominion, one of the things they've made clear is like, no, there's no genetically modified stuff. It's not about hybrid dinosaurs. It's about dealing with the ramifications of dinosaurs in the real world.
Which I'm into as a sequel hook.
This seems to be something they're doing with the franchise. I'll admit, I'm kind of pissed we never got our B sci-fi action movie with like raptors with silenced machine guns. I really wanted that. But honestly, I'll take this. And like, I'm legitimately excited for season two of this show. I think what they set up is a very interesting story, especially with how seriously they seem to be taking the dinosaurs. And I think it's also worth mentioning the animation in the show is great. Like, the characters themselves are simplistic. They are tropish. And there are those moments where if you look like, not at what you're supposed to be looking at, but look at like the animation of that background character running is bad. But the dinosaurs look amazing. And the characters themselves do a good job, even if...
Spared no expense?
It's not a... I won't say it's a stellar-looking show. Like, it's not like, you know, Pixar-level animation, but you can't expect that from a TV show. I think it looks more than solid. Like, if you're looking at for the seams, you'll find them. But it's a kids' show, and kids will get past that. I mean, look, I grew up with that Beast Wars CGI show before 3D animation should have ever been used at that low of a budget. And to me, I'm like, my brain's like, that show was beautiful. Then I watch clips of it, I'm like, can't show this to people, right? Like, people who didn't watch this will think this is terrible. I will say, like, definitely, I like the characters generally overall. But I think they fall into kind of that same thing, not just being tropey, but the same thing I have as an issue with the series of there's a lot of times when it doesn't seem to know how it wants to handle its narrative. Does it want to be a kid's show with like, you know, Monster of the Week for a moment? Does it want to then have the deeper arcing episodic content going on? And it's only 30-minute episodes, but it still feels like it doesn't get a balance ever between that because there's little hints of things. And then suddenly the last like two episodes are leading up to Jurassic World 1's ending. And it's like, cool, that's great to see that from a different perspective. And those scenes were cool, but it felt almost like a huge fall off from the other parts of the show. Like if you're a kid who's never watched any of these movies, especially not Jurassic World, like you'll be like, wait, where did that come from? Like you'll be excited because it's action scenes, but then they also try to get you. I will say, like, I like all the characters generally, Kenshi, and feel like they never really figured out how they wanted to address being the rich kid, because half the time he's like a shithead, then he tries to show, you know, his softer side, and then suddenly he's back to shitty with no, you know, balance to that. But the biggest issue I ever had was the character named Ben, which, one, he's wasting it. How dare you? Two, they basically wait to the last episode to tell you anything about his character history, except for he's the squirmish kid who's worried about getting dirty and danger. And it's like, guys, you never give us any reason to root for this kid. Through seven episodes, you get to episode 8, and you're finally trying to like flesh his character out. It's a little too late, in my opinion.
That's fair, actually.
There were complaints that the characters themselves were simplistic, but kids aren't watching it because they want to see really well animated kids. They want to see the dinosaurs. So I'm glad that they focus so much on making the dinosaurs look really good. And this is a show for kids who are super into dinosaurs. The main character gets to be on the island because he knows so much about dinosaurs, whereas all the other kids just either had connections or some sort of a privilege.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot about it. I also must say I like Bumpy way more than I ever fucking liked Blue in the Jurassic World movies. Can everybody agree that?
Bumpy was okay. He was cute. My kid liked him.
Blue's not really characterized really in the movies. It's supposed to be more like letting you see that you can relate to a dinosaur and be close with it. Bumpy's like, hey, let's just try to make dinosaurs cute. And it's like Jurassic Park 1 kind of did that. We don't need Bumpy
when
to
was
do
the
that.
Dinosaur cute in Jurassic
There's moments
Park.
Where they make sure they
baby the baby.
The first half of the movie before shit hits the fan is all the wonder and cuteness of baby dinosaurs
Jurassic
and
World
everything.
Did the cute thing where they had the little kids petting zoo. Like, that's the first time dinosaurs have really been cute. Maybe the coffee.
That wasn't the cute thing. That maybe was the marketing. The look how much we've marketed dinosaurs.
There was maybe one scene in the original Jurassic Park where Ellie Sattler gets to see the little baby velociraptor sticking its head out of its head.
But even then, it like bites him.
Even then, it's a velociraptor, so it's not cute. You know what it's going to be.
There's dread there.
Yeah.
But no, like this is worthwhile. Like, I think this is a legitimately interesting show if you have kids. I think if you're an adult, you're gonna struggle a little bit with the more kiddie aspects.
Yeah.
Like, compared to the other kind of content that's out there on Netflix, this is stellar.
Oh, yeah.
But I can see how anybody wanting something made for 14 and above could find themselves wanting watching this.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, well, Aaron, you want to segue into your final thoughts?
Yeah, like, I think the animation is really strong. I don't have Ben's issue with the characters. I think that they're clearly painting with broad strokes. All the characters have room for a little bit of nuance. It's a nice, diverse cast, and, like, yeah, the characterization is kind of weak at points, but I think overall it's still better than most of the children's content out there. The dinosaur animation is phenomenal. They look great. Much, much better than the humans, who are a lot more stylistic. It's scary. It's suspenseful. It has great cliffhanger endings. It tells a single story. And it sets up a really cool universe. Like, where they're going next really has me legitimately excited. I'm really glad my kids are the dinosaurs, so I have an excuse. So yeah, I will give this 4 out of 5 really, really, really bad ideas.
Okay, and Alex?
Like I said earlier, this is a kid's show about dinosaurs that focuses on the dinosaurs while also giving them some more childlike aspects to relate to, especially with their little social media influencer character. They don't shove it down your throat, and it's still super entertaining. And like Aaron said, it brings in tension and it can be dangerous. But overall, I really enjoyed it. I give it 3.5 out of 5 posters of Mr. DNA in my bedroom.
And Ben?
Yeah, you know, I definitely can sound like I'm shitting on it, but I definitely understand it both as a kid's show that these ratings have to be different. But I feel like it's helpful to the parents to kind of like know the things that might bug them when they're watching it. But overall, like, it's a really good kid's show. If I was a kid, I would have killed but watched this show. Like, I love dinosaurs and these, you know, action adventure movies. Like, that would have been so great for me. I can't say enough about, like, if you have a kid, definitely watch this show. We didn't mention like any of the cast because most of it's not that well known, but Jamila Jamil plays Roxy, the main head camp counselor, and it's just like, I love seeing Jamila Jamil get to do other stuff, and she really just adds so much personality to this show. Like, she doesn't feel like as generic as Dave, her counterpart, kind of felt like sometimes. He was fun, but kind of felt that like generic, you know, joke about your average camp counselor. And she was kind of brought some more life to it. Overall, yeah, like, all the characters are likable. If you're a parent and you watch it too closely, you'll probably get a little annoyed at some of them. But you know what? I have little nephews, and I know I don't give a shit about other people's kids. So why would I have to love every kiddie thing about every one of these kids? That's not a reasonable thing to expect. I definitely think the last two episodes, especially when they finally really own up to the violence and the history of Jurassic Park, it actually does get heavy, action-packed, and really interesting as an adult. And I think you'll really be like, oh, shit, I kind of wanted more of this. And I'm excited they're getting another season to maybe get more of that. So overall, I'm going to kind of give it a split between two ratings. I'm going to give it 7.5 if you have kids. Like, you'll enjoy it as an adult more if you have kids, for sure. And I'm going to give it a 7 if you don't have kids. And that's 7 or 7.5 VR games that really don't seem like they need VR at all, but they do.
As the resident Jurassic Park hater, which I'm just going to keep throwing as my identifier, I thought this was one of the best things the franchise has to offer. It honestly kind of does what The Mandalorian did for Star Wars, weirdly enough, which I wasn't expecting. I know that sort of sounds like giving it way too high of praise, but the Jurassic World movies are really bad.
World, yes.
But yeah, no, it gets the wonder of dinosaurs. It gets pretty much all the characters, while being still kids and falling into tropes, you end up liking them more than you don't towards the end of the show. It has great cliffhangers, like Aaron said. The animation is solid. It actually has a lot of tense moments. I feel like this is more of a family show than a kid's show, which was what I was expecting. I was expecting the opposite, especially after seeing Fast and Furious Spy Racers, which was god awful.
I forgot that existed.
I will never forget that that existed. That's one of the best reviews that I've done on One of Us with Bradley. Everybody check that review out. It's really solid. Beyond that, I got to give it 7 out of 10 cell phones that are constantly brought up to the point of sheer annoyance for me and the characters.
Yeah, that was bad.
Mandalorian, though. This is the Mandalorian of Jurassic World. You guys got to at least give me that. Come on.
Tell me you like the original Jurassic Park and I'll say it.
It's fine.
It's almost the Mandalorian.
I mean, look, we still haven't gotten Aaron to watch Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom yet. He's like, that could be good. So you're not the only one who's mistaken, all right, Nathan.
Look, I will admit that Jurassic World has a ridiculously atrocious script.
Which one? Fallen Kingdom or both? Because both.
Fallen Kingdom. I mean, both, but we could talk about Jurassic World later. But Fallen Kingdom, it's a terrible movie. I will acknowledge this. But the director does such a good job.
Do that?
Making it genuinely kind of creepy.
I dig on it.
The gothic vibe he brings to the movie, I dig. And I like that. I like that it's also, in my opinion, the first Jurassic Park movie since the first one that actually moves the franchise's story forward at all. All the others are inevitable. They're ultimately people on a park and shit's going bad. And this one's like, no, there's fucking clone girls walking around everywhere, and there's dinosaurs loose and mosasaurs eating surfers randomly, and velociraptors about to go start munching on people in some random made neighborhood. That's cool. So, like, I respect what it did while acknowledging it's a terrible movie.
I appreciate that you found a way to be optimistic.
I was disappointed that the girl didn't turn out to be half velociraptor, because the script was pulling towards it.
There's always Dominion. If she could come back.
They're not going to do it. They chickened out all the time. They just were like, you don't know what she is. I'm just like them. And then they have that close-up shot of her eye. And you're expecting for it to turn into a velociraptor. And then she looks towards the moon and goes, ow, ow, ow. Or whatever the hell.
And then Chris Pratt goes, clever girl, then gets eaten.
I am here for it.
And then at the end, velociraptors with machine guns show up and kill everyone.
Aaron, I think our next project should be just to redo the Jurassic Park franchise.
No, that is a Jurassic mistake you're making there.